To better understand the pros and cons of having a more lopsided or balanced brain design, let's imagine that your brain is a team made up of two people. If both members of your team are well-rounded and have comparable skill sets, it would be easiest and most equitable to distribute tasks between them randomly. On the other hand, if one member of your team has incredibly strong verbal skills while the other is an excellent graphic designer, your team would perform better as a whole if the tasks were systematically assigned to the individual best qualified for the job. Job assignment in the brain works a bit like this. If the two hemispheres were truly identical to each other, there would be no rhyme or reason to which functions they might come to perform. But as soon as they start to differ, even a little bit, an opportunity is created for one hemisphere to be better suited for certain types of jobs than for others. When this happens, the assignment of jobs across hemispheres becomes more systematic. And as the jobs that a particular brain region is asked to do become more similar to one another, that region can adapt, developing a more specialized structure that allows it to perform the particular type of tasks it's involved in even better. I assume that the benefits of specialization are somewhat self-explanatory. If everything else were equal, many people would rather have an extremely talented graphic designer on their team than one with average skills. But what if that graphic designer was bad at everything else? If your whole team were made up of people with non-overlapping skills, what would happen if someone needed help or called in sick? One of the measurable costs to specialization in the brain is that the refinement process by which an area becomes specialized makes it better and better suited for doing fewer and fewer things. Stefan Knecht and colleagues demonstrated this increased vulnerability associated with lopsidedness in a study that looked at language laterality, a term neuroscientists use to describe the extent to which any of your brain's functions come to depend more on one hemisphere than the other. To do so, they first measured changes in blood flow in the two hemispheres when 324 volunteers named pictures in the lab. This is an indirect measure of how much each hemisphere is contributing to the job at hand, kind of like fuel consumption is an indicator of how hard a car's engine is working. Then they selected 20 participants who had different patterns of laterality for speech. With approximately equal numbers of people who relied on their left or right hemispheres uniquely, or on both for speech production. Next, to study their vulnerability to brain injury, the research team used a tool called transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS for short. TMS uses magnetic fields to safely and temporarily stimulate different regions of the brain non-invasively. This is just a fancy medical term that means we don't poke any holes in them. And if you stimulate one area over and over for a long enough time, it runs out of gas, creating an effect called a virtual lesion. If you've ever gotten a blind spot after seeing a bright light, you've experienced a similar phenomenon. As expected, when Knecht and colleagues created virtual lesions in the hemisphere that a person's speech was dependent on, their participants got significantly slower at the language tasks they were asked to perform. However, the more balanced a person's speaking profile was, that is, the more both of their hemispheres were involved in the act of speaking, the less their behavior was affected when only one side of the brain was fatigued using TMS. The effect is kind of like benching different members of your team and measuring the dip in productivity that results. The more balanced brain designs, like the well-rounded teams, were more resilient to the injury of any single player.